Hey everyone, Eric here. I am the host of the Unseen Paranormal Podcast. Join me for a new episode every Wednesday as I delve into the unseen world with historians, authors, researchers, and investigators as we try to understand and make sense of the paranormal. You can listen to past and future episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or at unseenparanormalpodcast.com. Please like the show on Facebook and share with your friends. And remember, some of the scariest things are unseen.
Welcome back to Southern Ghost Stories, where we talk about some of the most haunted places in the South. I'm your host, Chelsea, along with Alan.
Hey there.
So before we get started today, I just want to give you guys a heads up that tomorrow is World Kindness Day. So be sure to do something kind so you don't end up like one of these ghosts. We hope you checked out our last podcast on Vans Cleaners in Melbourne, Florida. Now, we had some listeners email us and ask us to do some stories in Alabama. Well, we visited a few locations in Birmingham recently, and going forward, we'll be talking about places in Alabama from time to time. Today, we are going to talk about the Lynn Henley Research Center in Birmingham. Alan, can you tell us about the building?
Located in historic Lynn Park in downtown Birmingham, the Lynn Henley Building is an impressive four-story neoclassical structure made from Indiana limestone. But we need to back up a second here. The original Birmingham Library was located on the fourth floor of City Hall in the early 20th century. Unfortunately, the building caught fire in 1924, and over 200,000 books were lost in the blaze. The only books that were not destroyed were the ones that had been checked out. The library board quickly set up shop in the old post office building, and other libraries began sending books that they had doubles of. Other books were bought with insurance money, and plans were made for a new library to be built on a lot purchased by the Jefferson County Commission. In April 1927, the new central library opened to the public.
The new library cost $730,000 to build. That's almost $19 million in 2020. The new building contained a circulation room downstairs, an art gallery on the second floor, and more room for exhibits on the third floor, and the fourth floor was mostly used for offices. The library was so large it even had its own auditorium. In 1929, the library board commissioned renowned artist Ezra Winter, who had worked on projects for places like the United States Supreme Court, to paint murals for the main room of the library as well as the children's room. The murals in the children's room were from 16 famous tales and literature scenes like John Smith and Pocahontas, Lancelot from King Arthur's Round Table, David from the Bible, and Don Quixote, just to name a few.
In 1954, the library was renovated and air conditioning and modern lighting were installed. While working on the building, several strange items were found that were likely part of old exhibits that were just left behind. Library staff found preserved snakes, a mounted moose, Mexican statues, and an Eskimo suit. If you know anything about Birmingham and their weather, you don't need an Eskimo suit, even in the winter. Residents of the Magic City rarely see any snow. The Birmingham Public Library was instrumental in breaking away from segregation in the state. Fant Thornley, the director from 1953 to 1970, was years ahead of others who wanted to keep things segregated in the state. Despite orders from the mayor, Thornley successfully urged the library board to desegregate the library in 1963, and African Americans were allowed to use the library just like anybody else would.
As Birmingham continued to grow, a new central library building was built across the street in 1984. And the old building was converted into a research facility named the Lynn Henley Research Library. The building is named for Charles Lynn and John Henley, who were considered to be some of the founding fathers of Birmingham. Their trusts helped complete the renovation. Today, the old Central Library contains archives where you can find items like the original land survey of Birmingham, laying out the streets and city blocks. It also has letters signed by writers such as Margaret Mitchell, Flannery O'Connor, and even Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Old court records from Martin Luther King Jr.'s time in Birmingham can also be found there.
The Lynn Henley Research Center is said to be haunted by the spirit of Fant Thornley, the former director. Late one evening in the 1970s, an archivist heard the elevator stop on the third floor. And this was odd because it was so late, and the only other person was a guard who was at his post on the first floor. The archivist walked over and watched in disbelief as the old elevator door slowly opened, without anyone getting out. As he got closer, he smelled the faint scent of a Chesterfield cigarette, then watched as an office door down the hall opened and then shut all by itself. A minute or so later, the elevator door descended and went down to the second floor. Trying to make sense of what he'd just seen, the archivist went down to the first floor and asked the guard if anyone else was in the building. The guard told him it was just the two of them there that night.
In 1989, an electrician doing some work on the third floor was working late one night when he suddenly felt someone standing behind him. As he turned around, he saw what looked like the shadow of a man standing there looking right at him. Wasting no time, the electrician ran out of the room and vowed to never go back in there again. A few days later, when he was talking about his experience, a staff member showed him a picture of Fant Thornley and asked him if that was who he had seen. The electrician turned white as a ghost and began nodding his head.
Thornley also likes to make his presence known from time to time on the first floor. He likes to roll around short little pencils across tables. Sometimes they move around clockwise, and on some occasions, staff members even find them standing on their end. The old director also likes to open and shut doors in the library. Strange noises have also been heard in the building. Every once in a while, the quiet library will roar with some phantom noise that comes out of nowhere and just goes away in a few seconds. Staff members have tried to make sense of it all, but they just chalk it up to Fant Thornley, who has chosen to hang out and make sure things are running smooth in his old library.
We hope you enjoyed our episode on the Lynn Henley Research Center in Birmingham. Be sure to check out our website, southernghoststories.com, which features our books along with old podcasts and our ghost map apps. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a message on our Facebook or Instagram accounts. We would love to hear about any creepy experiences you've had, and feel free to give us some ideas on new locations you'd like to hear about on future shows.
Now, those books Chelsea mentioned, they're Southern Ghost Stories, Historical Hauntings, Haunted Hotels, Ghost of Gallatin, and Murfreesboro, Spirits of Stones River. Now be sure to share the show on Facebook and subscribe. Also, please leave a 5-star review. Those reviews are very helpful, and we appreciate everyone who's taking a few minutes to do it for us. Please check back with us next time as we head back to Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We'll be talking about the City Cafe on the Square.
So before we get started today, tomorrow is World Kindness Day. So be sure to do something kind for someone so you don't end up like one of these ghosts.
You like be nice to your husband?
Nope. I think the world kindness has certain limitations. I don't think it goes for husbands.
Mm. So what day is it that you're nice to your husband?
Every day. Huh?
Is Kindness Day on Friday?
Yes. World kindness, not national kindness. It's world kindness.
Is there a difference?
There actually is. National kindness was back in February.
Well, what did you do for me National Kindness Day?
Well, it was the day before Valentine's Day, so I'm sure I did something nice for you.
Well, I'm having a hard time recalling anything.
No, maybe it wasn't the day before. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see here. February 17th, so it was right after Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. Seemed like on the 17th you were very nice to me.
Pull up our calendar, shall we? So why did you back up just a little bit? Why didn't you just start off with that part?
Go with it.
Just an observation. We hope you enjoyed our episode on Lynn Henley Research Center in Birmingham. Please check out our website, southernghoststories.com, which features our books as well as old podcasts and our ghost maps. Ghost map apps.
What's a ghost's favorite dessert?
Goulash. Oh, that's not a dessert.
Ice cream!
Oh, you could have given me a chance. I could have gotten that.